Blog Talk Radio.
Do me baby. Do me baby. Shut up, stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the political system that you're used to. I'm no dummy. Look at all this money, Steve. So Hillary, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, while the new king is crowned, and the airwaves are my battleground. I use up all the spray tan you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Trump D, pronounced with the up D. Ayo, Ivanka, oh how I'd like to hump thee. And the candidates in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm standing tall on my wall, y'all, and just like Mussolini, I'm convinced I got a very large weenie. I like to lie, I like my beats clunky, I'm grumpy, I like my oatmeal funky, I'm a dick with this. Straight leg khaki slacks. Sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your Cheetos and your tuna fish. Yo, Rosie O'Donnell, come here. Are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm awesome. You never accuse me of playing possum, I'm an ass. I like the girls from overseas. They're up on my nuts cause I got some G's. I'm a psycho. The length, I might go. They say I'm classless, but I know I'm right, bro. I'm still getting in my girl's pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Trumpy dance is your chance to be the Trump.
Do me, baby.
Do the Trumpy dump. Come on and do the Trumpy dump.
Do me, baby.
Do the Trumpy dump.
Just watch me do the Trumpy dump.
Do me, baby. I'm doing the Trumpy dump.
Do me, baby.
I do the Trumpy dump. Come on and do the Trumpy dump.
People say, yo, Trumpy, you're really a racist. That's alright, they're just jealous when the bass hits. They stare, they glare, they constantly try to compare me, but nothing compares to me. I'm just a whore, see, and on the mic, gee, all my fans, they adore me. Oh yes, sheeple, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Trumpy nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, like Pinocchio's. Every time I tell a lie, it grows and grows. I get laid by the ladies cause I know I'm clever, unless they're bleeding from their whatever. I get misogynistic, you man, you know you need them. I use the words, don't mean nothing like freedom. I was on The Apprentice, I'm bigger than Jesus. I'm the one that said I got an adequate penis. Also told y'all I rocked the mic. And oh yeah, I guess it's obvious I'm also pretty bright. All you had to do is give Trumpy a chance, and now I'm going to do my dance.
The Trumpy dance is your chance to be the Trump.
Do me, baby.
Do the Trumpy dump. Come on and do the Trumpy dump.
Do me, baby.
Do the Trumpy dump.
Just watch me do the Trumpy dump.
Do me, baby.
What am I doing? I'm doing the Trumpy dump.
Do me, baby.
Do the Trumpy dump.
Just watch me do the Trumpy dump.
Oh yeah, yo. That's a break, y'all. Let me hear a little bit of that bass groove right here. Oh yeah. Now let me tell you a little bit about myself. Let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I lift to the side like a handsome genius, spitting hot fire like I do in my speeches.
You having a good time with that?
Oh man. We got from backwards. All right, so welcome to USA Blog Network's interview series. We're here with satire rapper, political rapper, comedian rapper, from backwards. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing awesome.
Man, it's nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, man.
Having a great one?
Today, I just got some CDs delivered to my house today, so I'm pretty happy.
Okay. Got the CDs on deck for Trump in the Trunk.
Hell yeah. And I definitely have, just been kicking it, getting ready for the next project. You know what I'm saying? Getting ready to do part two. Because this was written almost, man, this is like before the election.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm ready
okay.
for round two. Yeah, my buddy 40B, who helped me with this album, he said, we got the next one going. I've already started writing. So I got to start making some beats and getting this together.
All right, so for y'all who don't know out there listening, From Backwards has released 10-track political-based comedy hip-hop album where he totally spoofs Trump. All of the theatrics from the candidate's race last year to his first 100 days in office. The album's called Trump in the Trunk. It's featuring Count 4D, 40B, right?
40B.
And you can find 40B. Count 40B featured on it.
Yeah.
And it can be found
on
iTunes, Bandcamp, or SoundCloud right now. Is that right?
Sure can. Yes, it sure can.
All right, brother. So let's talk about, first off, let's get some background on you, like how long you've been rapping, where'd you get those inspirations to do it, and then we'll go into more like what you're doing right now with the album and what you got coming up for the next project. So
well,
how did you start rapping?
Yeah. I just started doing it kind of for fun. I've always been a fan. So it started with me just recording myself. I had this idea. I was like, I'm going to buy a, I think it was when the Mac Mini came out, long time ago. And that thing came out, and it came with GarageBand. And then I started recording myself and just getting better equipment. And had a band for a while, went to school for music, and kind of stopped for a little bit. But then I just came back with a vengeance. So, yeah, it's just it's been a long journey, but music has always been there when I need it. So this is my only way to deal with everything that's going on right now is to write some music, you know?
What do you hail from? Cali, right?
Yeah, so I'm in Willits. But, it's like right basically in the Emerald Triangle area, kind of Mendocino County. But I've lived in Humboldt County, grew up in San Francisco, lived in Napa for a while. So I kind of been all over the northern part of the state.
Okay. Can you remember, back in the day when you first started, like, what really, like, was there a situation that came about where you said, hey, I really can do this?
Shoot.
When you really thought about putting together some albums or something?
Well, you know, I've kind of always been making beats for a buddy of mine for 40B, and I had done some rapping with a band that I had, and I had a couple songs I never really recorded and pushed to see what I could do, you know what I mean? So I figured might as well just roll with it. People like it, and I got such good reception from the very first track I made of this album that I had to make a whole one. And that one didn't even have me really rapping on it. It was just the intro. So yeah, I just went for it. And probably my favorite rappers that are influences, probably gonna be, man, I love the Coup, the Bay Area group from out here, like Dell, the Funky Homo Sapien. I like a lot of rap that people really like East Coast. I like Tribe. I mean, obviously like Dr. Dre and Snoop and all those guys, all the West Coast stuff. But I've kind of just been finding everything, man. You know, like I just search for stuff I like, and it doesn't really matter where it's from, you know,
like
as long as I dig it. Hell yeah. Yeah, lots of digital underground. That's for sure.
Because I'm singing right along. I'm listening to the Trumpy dance, but I'm singing the real lyrics, and you went word for word, bar for bar with the satire, the Trump satire. So that was
pretty creative. A fun one to write, man. It was a fun one to write. Yeah, that was a quick one. For some reason, man, I used to like all that funny stuff when I was a kid. So I loved like Weird Al as a kid. And so I hear rap songs and I think in my head of like some way to flip it and make it different, make it have a total different meaning and just have fun with it. I don't know. It's just I wrote a cover to Gin and Juice back in the day that I actually never released, and I'm sitting here working on it today. And that one's really funny too. So
yeah.
Anyway,
man,
that would be
that's the first thing that popped in my mind. You brought up something that it was the first thing that popped in my mind when I heard this Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, you know, it's kind of, it's different, man. I mean, my buddies were just telling me that that style, he's like, not a lot of people do that. So do it. You know, like, you got it. You found something that's a little different. So roll with it, you know?
Okay. Well, I mean, that sounds awesome. Because I was really interested in how this came about. Like, is this your first album?
I had like a little thing that I produced with some buddies, but I didn't take it the whole way. You know what I mean? We had a list of songs and our band kind of broke up. We never really got a true recording. We just recorded ourselves, you know, without the outside input to get it right. And this time, I mean, pretty much did all the mixing and the beats and everything myself, but I got some outside help from a friend who went to music school to really help me zone in on the quality. You know what I mean?
We're talking about 40B?
But, no, I'm talking about another buddy of mine. His name is Josh Hippaugh. Yeah, he's a good friend from high school. Yeah, well, he just gave me I would toss him tracks and he would tell me what to do. He'd be like, I'm driving around in my truck and you need more bass. Or you need to fix this. But he would give me specifics like the range, all that boring equalization stuff that you can sit down and tweak out on for hours trying to get it to sound right, you know?
Right. You know, you're really not going to know what it sounds like until you hear it in the car. That's true.
It's true. That's how I started listening to rap music in the first place. Was listening to like Mac Dre and Eazy-E and my buddy's Lowrider. So that's just kind of the way it goes.
So have anybody ever told you should be a comedian?
I haven't gone that direction yet.
I want everybody to know where your humor comes from.
The humor. Man, you know, I like so much funny stuff, but I mean, I'm a big fan of Dave Chappelle, obviously. I listened to another guy who's really ridiculous recently a lot. I caught on to him late. This guy, Doug Stanhope. He's out of control.
Oh, man. Oh, Doug Stanhope. Oh, my God. This dude is ridiculous.
That guy is ridiculous. He's like so off the wall, you know, no idea where he's coming from. And then that stuff blows me away. I like Jim Jefferies a lot for current guys.
Yeah.
I get a lot of stuff from the political comedy stuff. I'm into politics, so I'll listen to all that. And I usually get better news from the comedians than I do from anybody else. And probably another big one, George Carlin. Love him a lot too.
Carlin,
Chris Rock.
Yeah, I got all of Doug Stanhope's CDs. I got all of George Carlin's. I listen to him in the car.
They're great. No, I mean, you know, Richard Pryor. I mean, oh yeah, well, yeah.
I like
not
that angry, dark
is angry
comedy.
Yeah, yeah, angry, a little dark, a little bit of truth. Like sometimes, like, you know,
a lot of truth.
I guess what you get out of the comedians that I dig the most are the ones that are able to make the comedy hurts because it's true. You know what I mean? But it's messed up, you know, but it still hurts and it still makes you laugh, you know, that's my favorite.
So speaking of another comedian, we got our President Trump.
Yeah, so, he's Cheeto Jesus himself, man.
Oh man, this guy's fucking hilarious, dude. He is hilarious. I would literally watch the news or watch the speeches last year and the debates just to laugh. So I guess it was kind of the same experience for you last year?
It was like it felt like a joke because the whole time I was like, no, there's no way he could win. We're smart enough. But I guess I'm thinking like in my little bubble. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like my bubble, my friends, my group, you know, like we're smart enough. We see through this. You know what I mean? And a lot of people were like, you don't like Hillary, but, you know, the choice
right.
is kind of, this is what we're dealing with. You know, we got to choose between these two people. What are you going to do? Not go? You know? And it turns out that in states like California, man, You know, our vote isn't really worth that much anyway. You know, because it's not a popular vote.
He got killed in Cali.
Dude, he got killed, and they're like probably by millions and millions of votes. And if it would have been a popular vote, he would have lost. So, you know, it feels like in Cali you vote, but it isn't really. You know, everyone votes Democratic, so they all go Democratic every time, and it's over the those over the top votes don't mean anything. You know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wish I could have traded my vote with someone somewhere else. Like I don't know, Kentucky.
All right, so
I don't know.
I'm gonna give you my favorite Trump one-liner, and then you give me yours. My favorite is the tape. Grab the pussy. You can grab the pussy.
Grab the pussy. Grab the pussy was pretty good. I don't know if I can top that. There's the gap.
That's the best one, dude.
I turned a gap into one of the songs, which is the Bing Bing Bong song, which is the reggae track on the album. He said that, and there's a bunch of stuff on the internet. And he does this weird hand gesture, but kind of looks like he's like doing that thing little kids do when they're trying to say someone had sex, where they make the circle and point their finger in there and stick it up in there. You know, he like does
bing,
that.
Bing,
and then
bong,
he goes, bing bing bong. Yeah, and like a lot of people turned it into tracks, but I thought it'd be perfect for a reggae track, so I did something with that. And it's just in there; it loops throughout the whole song, and a lot of people don't really realize it's him, but it is. So I mean, he basically helped make the hook for that song. So yeah,
make America great.
I don't know.
Make America great.
Yeah, or just build a wall, or even just
build
like Crooked Hillary. Yeah, everything.
Crooked Hillary.
Everything.
What was he calling the guy in Texas? He was calling him Lion's Head.
What?
Lion's Head. Ted Cruz, call him Lion's Head.
Lion's Head.
Lion's Head.
Yeah, good old Lion's Head. Yeah, see, it's
little
really
Marco.
Fun to watch liars. Liars call each other liars. That's you getting a strange thing there. Yeah,
and got away with it though.
That's
the funny thing about it.
Yeah, people missing Bush. That's what I see. Crazy, right?
Ah, yeah, that's true. Anyway, I digress. We gonna go ahead and play this reprise, this Trump in the Trunk, featuring 4DB. Tell us the process of making this one, and go ahead and introduce it. We'll go ahead and play it.
This is the beat from the first track. So I took the beat from the first track, and that track is filled with clips of Donald Trump talking. So it's just all the ridiculous stuff he said. In fact, I should have plugged one of those earlier when you were talking about it. It just wasn't popping into my head. But anyway, that whole track is just filled with him saying ridiculous stuff. And, the beat was perfect one to rap over. And so we knew that that's how we were going to close the album.
The outro.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like he got to speak at the beginning, and we're done with that now. So, unfortunately, I thought when the album went out that he was going to lose. And I was like, oh, this album isn't going anywhere. So, you know. Fortunately, he won, I guess. Fortunately and unfortunately.
Like a gift and a curse.
Mostly unfortunately. So, yeah.
All right, go ahead and introduce it. We'll go ahead and rock it out.
Which I never knew would happen.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce it. We'll go ahead and play it.
Okay. So this is Trump in the Trunk. The reprise featuring From Backwards and 40B.
All right, here we go.
Trump dominating among voters, looking for a political outsider who tells it like it is.
He doesn't care what people think.
Donald Trump speaks the truth.
He's not politically correct, and he says what is on his mind.
Put that Trump in the trunk and
drive around the parking lot looking for bumps. Put that trunk in the trunk and drive around the parking lot looking for bumps. Angry like folks think times are tough. Trump knows how to rile them up. Says that they need something new and get in school like all of you. His style is old and well defined. He wants to take us back in time. He's engineered a great divide. He's tapped into the hate inside. And now we blame everybody else instead of pointing fingers at ourselves. Building walls and we should tear them down and burning bridges to the ground. Pushing your buttons, don't you see? Playing on the fear in you and me. What he really thinks is a mystery, please. Put that Trump in the trunk and drive around the parking lot looking for bumps. Put that Trump in the trunk and drive around the parking lot looking for bumps.
Say what you will about being trapped in a system run by snakes and rats. Don't want to give your vote because your vote was worth a hell of a lot more than that. Wrong, it's not worth anything when you don't give your thoughts integrity. Shaping the longevity, not to mention national legacy. Of that place that you call home, it's not about the leaders on the throne. It's about the shoots and drones who decided that they all belong. Wanted a voice to make their members know and represent the will of those who gave a fuck to show their readiness to go with votes.
Put that Trump in the trunk and drive around the parking lot looking for bumps. Put that Trump in the trunk and drive around the parking lot looking for bumps. Every hour he gets harder, power hungry, fire starter, narcissistic, twisted ego, chauvinistic, uncharted.
Waters make us drown in mortars, duly deported, resting toward your practice, cause right now peace is starving, eating warmongers.
Dawn bonkers, nice honkers, love's conquered, hate stronger, falls into the this buffoon like he's the Pied Piper.
Smoking on a monkey pole, blowing out of amazing smoke. To hell with any sister joke, full of plastic air.
Donald Trump is a con artist
whose words would make you embarrassed if your children repeated them.
I think he's very divisive.
He's trying to con people into giving them their vote.
Donald has been part of the corruption in Washington.
He's defrauded people out of things.
Donald has a tenuous relationship with the truth.
Yes, he does.
He sure does. He sure does.
Yes, he does. All right, so that right there was from backwards. Trunk in the trunk. Trump in the trunk. You put him in the trunk, and then you can go driving around looking for bumps.
Yeah, well, right? You know, if you do much else, and you know, you can't say too much, but you know, you might get in trouble.
Oh, that's
even
true.
Even though. On different tracks, I think I may have straddled that line in some ways. We'll see. But originally, it was just put him in the trunk, you know, and maybe just he won't be talking that much after that, and we won't have to see him. We'll get taken somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I guess if Secret Service does track you down, you know, get it on the news, and you can actually get some free publicity out of it.
Yeah, you know, like I was thinking Trump in the trunk bumper stickers would be huge. I got to get going on that.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Put me down for one of those once you do that.
Hey, so who am I talking to here?
This is Babyface Monster. Yeah,
Babyface.
I'm president of USA Blog Network.
Okay.
We're based out here in
Chicago.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if your username was the same name you're using. So,
yes,
sweet,
sir.
Man.
Yes, sir. Carl BFM Jones, and you are from backwards. That's what I wanted to ask you is from backwards. How did you get your name?
It's a play on my last name. So my last name is a unique name. It's Morph. So. My name is Joe Morph. So Morph is M-O-R-F. So it's from backwards.
Oh, okay. Morph.
I thought it was clever at the time. It might be too long of a rapper name. I don't know.
It's unique. It's definitely unique.
Right? Well,
from
I mean,
backwards.
Just for some reason, anything with Morph sounded too easy. I sounded like, I don't know. Like, I mean, if I was going to put a string out of album, like, put out, like, a bunch of stuff with Morph in the name and the title, you know, kind of like Ozzy Osbourne or something, like Osmosis
Morpheus.
Or, like, yeah, Morpheus, Morphinator, Morphicizer, you know, stuff like that. But
yeah,
we'll see. Maybe I'll use that later.
So we got the background on you. We know, you know, how you got the start in the game, and, you know, you have definitely have a sense of humor. So at what point did you decide that this album was going to be imminent? Like, Trump in the Trump, you're going to make a whole album, 10 tracks, directed towards Donald Trump, and
it was
just spoof the hell out of him.
I made one track at, I made the original intro in March of the election year, and then he started to get more popular, and then I made Trumpy Dance. And then after Trumpy Dance, I got a bunch of support from a buddy of mine who works at a local community radio station. And he loved it. He thought that was awesome. He just loves Digital Underground so much and hates Trump. It all just fit together for him. So he was like, and he was my old bandmate, my old bass player. So he's like, that's awesome. And he was really excited. And then my friend 40B wanted to jump on board. And he had originally talked to me about the idea, and we weren't sure if we were going to do it. And then we just pushed, you know. We just pushed real hard, and we put out some stuff right before the election, but the quality was a little bit lacking. I just couldn't get the quality up to where I wanted it to be, so I didn't release it. And then, it just, you know, it's been a long process from there. But the creative process was actually pretty fast for the rest of the tracks. I would probably say maybe a couple months. You know, we put it all together and just kept tossing stuff back and forth. And we don't live too close to each other either. So that was a little tricky. But we pulled it off.
I think my favorite song was Trumpy Trumpy Has Baby Hands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we didn't
the
like
remix.
Baby penis on the back. Yeah.
Right. This is the remix of Brenda's Got a Baby by Tupac.
Yeah, we made a list. Okay, I have it somewhere. I wish I had it to read you the other ones that were on there. But what we did was think of how we could put Trump into a bunch of different songs. And that was the one that was literally the most ridiculous. You know? And yeah, my buddy just wrote the whole thing. And then, yeah, I was able to I got the sheet music and started redoing it. You know? Redoing the music and starting from scratch. And then it's all me singing in it too, and I don't have the best high singing voice, you know. So I had to use like falsetto in autotune. But I'll tell you what, it turned out perfect. It was one of my favorite ones on there.
Yeah, that was
anyway,
funny.
Yeah.
What is your favorite one? Is that it? Which one is your favorite?
That's
on
one
here?
Of them. Shoot. Trumpy's really fun. It's really fun to perform it too. So yeah, it might be Trumpy, but I like Dumb as a Rock a lot too. And that's not necessarily all about Trump. The only thing I wish I did was slice it up a little bit and put the intro of that song a little different, so it can go right into the song if you want. You can skip the intro, but yeah, I like that one a lot too. I use a lot of weird effects on it, as far as like I don't have any DJ equipment. So what I do is I connect a delay pedal and I talk into it and then I spin it. And you like spin the dial around so I can slow down my voice and speed it back up. And I just found a weird way to make sounds with that one. I had a lot of fun making it.
Dumb as a Rock. All right, bro. So we got a few minutes left. I wanted to touch lightly on what you got coming up for 2017. I heard you were working on a new project.
Yeah, well, Trump of the Trunk Part 2 is rumbling. So that's a possibility. We already got some beats together. We're thinking about it needs a post-election nonsense. I mean, shoot, man, you were talking about it. Grab the Pussy happened after the album was already written.
Do me, baby. Do the Trumpy dump. Come on, do the Trumpy dump. Do me, baby. Do the Trumpy dump. Just watch me do the Trumpy dump.
Grab the Pussy. He's just throwing it on that one. I need to do that live. I'll throw that in there a couple times.
So when can we expect part two?
We'll see. My buddy 40B, we started to do some shows and support it. He just had a baby girl, so he's holed up a little bit at his house right now, but he just started writing a little bit right now. So it'll be as soon as I can. I'm going on a trip out of the country for a little bit, and after that I'll come back and start fooling around with part two. But I'm going to be starting to release a couple other songs that I've had going, probably mostly released as singles. I don't know if I'm going to put it out as an album, but I'm working on a couple tracks that I haven't released properly and get a couple of those out as well.
All right. There you have it. So I really appreciate you coming on, man. USA Blog Network. Make sure y'all go and check out Trump in the Trunk. You can grab that on iTunes, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. The artist's name is From Backwards. Really appreciate you, bro. Let everybody else know, like, you know, any Twitter handles or website you want them to go and hit up.
You can type in From Backwards. I'm on Twitter, Facebook. You can find me there. Pretty much all over the place. Yeah, I got a little bit of a YouTube channel, too. I haven't fooled around with too much video stuff, even though I love it. And I'm hoping to get a video for some of the songs on this album at some point. So that'll be really fun. But we'll see when that happens.
There you have it. There you have it. I really appreciate you. Y'all definitely make sure y'all go and check this out. We will have a press release that we'll be launching maybe by tomorrow. We'll have it across the USA Blog Network. So definitely want to look out for the write-up on that. Man, bro, it's been real fun talking with you about Trump.
Yeah, it's been awesome, Babyface. You're great. Thank you for the interview. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, brother. And I'll see y'all next time on USA Blog Network's interview series. Do the Trumpy dance.
Do me, bye-bye. Do me, bye-bye. Shut up, stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the political system that you're used to. I'm no dummy. Look at all this money, see? So Hillary, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, while the new king is crowned, and the airwaves are my battleground. I use up all the spray tan you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Trumpy, pronounced with the umpty. Ayo, Ivanka, oh how I'd like to hump thee. And the candidates in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm standing tall on my wall, y'all, and just like Mussolini, I'm convinced I got a very large weenie. I like to lie, I like my beats clunky, I'm grumpy. I like my oatmeal funky, I'm a dick with this. Straight leg khaki slacks. Sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your teals and your tuna fish. Yo, Rosie O'Donnell, come here. Are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me, I'm awesome. You never accuse me of playing possum, I'm an ass. I like the girls from overseas. They're up on my nuts cause I got some G's. I'm a psycho. The length, I might go. They say I'm classless, but I know I'm right, bro. I'm still getting in my girl's pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Trumpy dance is your chance to do the Trump.
Do me, baby. Do the Trumpy dump. Come on and do the Trumpy dump. Do me, baby. Do the Trumpy dump. Just watch me do the Trumpy dump. Do me, baby. I'm doing the Trumpy dump. Do me, baby. Do the Trumpy dump. Come on and do the Trumpy dump.
People say, yo, Trumpy, you're really a racist. That's alright, they're just jealous when the bass hits. They stare, they glare, they constantly try to compare me, but nothing compares to me. I'm just a horsey, and on the mic, gee, all my fans, they adore me. Oh yes, sheeple, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 60s
Get on my trunk, your nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, like Pinocchio's. Every time I tell a lie, it grows and grows. I get laid by the ladies cause I know I'm clever. Unless they're bleeding from their whatever. I kept a misogynistic, your man, you know you need them. I use the words don't mean nothing like freedom. I was on The Apprentice, I'm bigger than Jesus. I'm the one that said I got an adequate penis. Also told y'all I rocked the mic. And oh yeah, I guess it's obvious I'm also pretty bright. All you had to do was give Trumpy a chance. And now I'm going to do my dance.
The Trumpy dance is your chance to be drunk.
Do me, baby.
Do the Trumpy dump. Come on and do the Trumpy dump.
Do me, baby.
Do the Trumpy dump.
Just watch me do the Trumpy dump. Do me, baby.
What am I doing? I'm doing the Trumpy dump.
Do me, baby.
Do the Trumpy dump.
Just watch me do the Trumpy dump.
Oh yeah, that's a break, y'all. Let me hear a little bit of that bass groove right here. Oh yeah. Now let me tell you a little bit about myself. Let me tell you a little bit about this dance. It's real easy to do. Check it out. First I lift to the side,